Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
And a good Thursday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are live in our studios. Yeah, the Wholesale Link studios powered by Rumble On. Not a Bridgestone Arena. And I think both of us thought that there was a real shot we were not going to be there today and tomorrow. It just... it was definitely trending that way, and as you can imagine, Darren McFarland here, Chase McCabe alongside Elijah or Elijah. Is the J silent? Elijah?
Elijah. Not today.
Elijah. It's Elijah.
Elijah for now.
Elijah. So I didn't know if it was a soft J if you actually said it, but Elijah Campbell behind the glass. It has been a whirlwind of activity. I don't think I've ever seen things like that play out that quickly.
No, this is Ryan Porth used this analogy this morning, and I think it was pretty spot on, that it kind of reminds you of the lockout of a few years ago, you know, with the NHL, but it's for every sport. I mean, that's where this is going. Now every sport is essentially going on a lockout because of everything going on with the coronavirus. It's just unreal. It's unprecedented. It's, you know, but I was reading Twitter last night and people are asking, you know, for opinions and asking questions. I'm like, I don't really know what to tell you because this is new to me too. Like, this is all very weird.
It looks like right as we took to the airwaves, the MLS is suspending its season immediately until further notice due to coronavirus. This is I saw Grant Wall tweet this out, and he said,
I've seen multiple reports.
Knowledge now of a situation that's telling Sports Illustrated. So MLS, ironically, Nashville SC, just like the Predators, their next game was supposed to be up in Toronto. And so MLS suspending its season. The NHL is set to meet in a couple of hours. They're, as for right now, at 10:02. There's a Predators game against the Leafs at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5, and I suspect that we won't be talking about a hockey game at 6 tonight. That's just my guess where this is all headed. I think at this point, the NHL is going to suspend their season, just like the NBA. The MLS just suspended their season. And as I told you right before we took to the airwaves, I wouldn't be surprised if the NCAA tournament, it may not even happen.
Yeah. I just saw a note from an NHL reporter saying that the AHL and the ECHL are telling teams to hold off on travel plans for today. They're independent of the NHL, but everybody believes they're going to follow suit. So they're going to do whatever the NHL does.
The NHL has told everybody, stay out of the arenas this morning. So
yeah, they're,
whatever business you conduct today, stay away. And that's exactly what Willie is doing right now. They would be heading to the arena to get ready for a morning skate for the Predators and the Leafs tonight. But because of that and because of a decision that will come out in a couple of hours, and like I said, I suspect the NHL is going to follow suit and probably halt play for the time being. Willie Donick is up there, and I suspect there's a good chance maybe we'll see Willie in studio with us tomorrow. That's how I feel about it. Willie, what are you hearing up there?
Well, I'm probably privy to the same stuff that you guys are. I can just tell you that this morning when we woke up. You know, I watched all the coverage last night on TSN and Sportsnet here after the NBA made their announcement, and you can imagine what that was like. There were still hockey games going on. The hockey game that was on that I was watching was the Edmonton Oilers against Winnipeg, a big win for the Jets. But while that game is going on, you have everything breaking loose, of course, with the NBA's decision. And so the fallout with that, you know, I watched Elliot Friedman, for example, on the Sportsnet desk talk about it. So it was all speculation at that point. But I think the consensus that I heard from the TSN desk and the Sportsnet desk is that they would be very surprised if the NHL did not do what the NBA is doing based on the shared buildings of both leagues. But, you know, that's, I don't want to put the cart before the horse, because the NHL Board of Governors is meeting at 1 o'clock Eastern time, so 12 Central time. And I think we'll get a definitive answer then. I think they just want to get all the information that they can get from all of the people that really are in the know about what all this means with the Rudy Gobert story. But like you, Darren, if I had to guess, I think, you know, they're going to err on the side of caution, but we don't know that yet.
Did you guys see the latest with that Adrian Woj, that Woj put out right before we came on, that another player has tested positive?
In the NBA?
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, Jazz star Donovan Mitchell, tested positive for the coronavirus. League sources tell ESPN Jazz players privately saying that Rudy Gobert had been careless in the locker room, touching other players and their belongings. Now a Jazz teammate has tested positive.
Yeah, well, if you saw his press conference on Monday, he was basically poking fun and making light of it, going around touching all the microphones and the table and making light of it. Look, am I just speculating? Of course, Willie. But here is, you know, we've been doing this long enough. I can do simple math. 2 + 2 = 4. And it's going to add up that I don't know how in the world, as much as it's going to be a very serious and tough discussion, because this is unprecedented. We've never talked or dealt about anything like this. How could possibly the NHL come out at noon and say, noon our time, 1 o'clock where you are, and say, yeah, we've decided that, you know, business as usual. Yeah, we're not going to play in front of fans, but we're going to continue on. Because here's the deal. Now that this has happened in the NBA, I mean, player safety is of importance. So is the NHL then going to take, they're going to take the beating from the public saying, so you need to wait until a player gets tested positive before you shut down the sport? You know, I mean, I just think that's too much. MLS is shut down. Everybody is shutting down. I just can't imagine that they come out and say, yeah, we're going to continue on. We'll be conducting, you know, business tonight. I don't see it.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Is the SEC tournament still playing without fans?
Yes.
As of now?
Yes, as of right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to finish that thing up.
I'm just weighing all the options here. I would guess that there would be an option of playing games with no fans, which is what was going to happen in Columbus. I think the Predators would have been one of the first games involved.
Yep.
With that, but
well, the Penguins tonight, they would have hosted the Penguins tonight.
Right. Exactly.
NASCAR coming out and saying their race next weekend is up in the air.
In Miami?
Yeah.
I thought they canceled it.
There's a lot of back and forth on it.
Huh.
That they could run it without fans, they could just not run it.
Hmm.
So, I mean, anything I would be telling you guys is guessing, because like you said, like you guys are watching the Twitter feed right now, and you've got TV screens on, I'm sure, and in the next 5 minutes, there could be another story of something that has come out that might have people led to a different direction. But I would have to say that, you know, taking a look, it's not going to instantly go away anytime soon. This is something we're still trying to wrap our arms around and figure out the best course of action here. But it's unlike anything we've ever seen before, for sure.
If you were watching Twitter last night, like I was, you could not, there is no way you could get off Twitter if you were watching just everything unfold. Like every 10 to 15 minutes, there's a kaboom story. It was unbelievable. And I was. I literally could not stop looking at it. It was unreal to see everything unfold like it did. and you were getting it there first before anywhere else.
Well, I told
the story in Toronto last night was, well, and first of all, here in Canada, there has not been a whole lot of, I guess, confirmed cases of the coronavirus up here, from what I've been reading and talking to people about. So, you know, I think they felt like there wasn't a need. As we went through the day yesterday, there wasn't any talk of having a game with no fans, even as teams were saying, you know, that Columbus made their announcement yesterday, hey, we're not having any fans at our game on Saturday. So as the day progressed, there wasn't a lot of thought. And then, boom, the big story last night, as you guys were referencing, changed everything. And as you might recall, on Monday, the Toronto Raptors were the team that were playing the Utah Jazz in Utah. Now, it wasn't in Toronto, but that team flew back to Toronto after having just played the Utah Jazz. So you can imagine the concern for the Raptors players and, you know, what happens next for them.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That was the Monday press conference. That was something Rudy Gobert did his presser after the game and was kind of poking fun at it and touching everything and making light of it. And now this.
We saw plenty of clips of that on the television screens last night. So it's the next chapter, and like you guys were saying, you know, it's still such a fluid situation. We'll just have to see what information we get at noon, or I'm not sure how long they will meet. I mean, that's the other thing. They start the meeting at noon.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that there's some meetings leading up to the actual Board of Governors meeting where I would guess they would take a vote of some sort. But this is all just me guessing here. But from the practical sense, they started the day not knowing what exactly was going to go on. Then the memo comes down, no need to go to any rinks for morning skate. So that's the last directive we got here. So we're all here at the hotel waiting for the next piece of information to come out.
Are we all on the same page that in regards to the NCAA tournament, that it probably would be best to follow the lead of the NBA, MLS, presumably the NHL, and just postpone it or bag it or whatever? Did you guys see the comments from Jay Billis this morning on Get Up?
No.
He said, quote, "When the pros say they're not playing, it strikes me as a very bad look and hard to justify that we're going to trot out amateurs to play for money."
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that's what the NCAA faces. Like I said, at this point, I would be very, very surprised if on Monday's show we're talking about games in Dayton on that night and first-round action. I don't see it.
I don't either. And I think at this point, the right thing to do, And I brought this up yesterday, you know, when all this was, I mean, our conversations over the last 2 days, Darren,
it's been the craziest shows I've ever been a part of.
Because they've evolved. Because we've both gone from, okay, come on. It's a little bit of an overreaction. Like we're
at
good.
The very beginning of the week,
Yeah, and now it's like, okay, this is real.
Well,
this
you could tell yesterday we were already saying, like, this is not stopping. Like, this is just going to, because the Warriors story came out, Willie, yesterday, that they were not going to play in front. And by the way, just think about this, to your point, Chase. We had David Poile on Tuesday, and I was asking him about this stuff. And at the time, it felt a little weird, but I felt like I had to ask, like, playing in front of nobody, where is this going? And like now, sitting here on Thursday, like, that would be standard operating procedures to ask those questions. But Tuesday, it felt weird.
Yeah.
But I knew that I had to ask him. And today it would be like a no-brainer to ask those questions. And that's 2 days later.
Well, I think it was a matter of hours last night where all of that changed. Think about, you know, when play began, me, Adam Vingan, Pete Weber, we walked down to Wayne Gretzky's, which is closing, by the way, the original location. They're trying to figure
really?
Out another place to put it because there are condos coming up. Yeah, there's all kinds of, you know, condos being built, towers being built, and so the tower that they are in the bottom of, which is very close to the old Sky Dome, Rogers Center, where the Blue Jays play, and also within walking distance of the arena, is getting swallowed up. So they're gonna have to move. So we wanted to have one last meal at Gretzky's.
This is the one across from Wahlburgers, right by Rogers Center and the Hilton Garden Inn right there, that area? Is that where you're talking about? That one?
It's on Blue Jay. Yeah, Blue Jay Way.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we go there, and when me, Adam, and Pete, you know, we're just going, and we're looking at what games might be on, and there's games all over the screen. You know, it's kind of a quiet night. There's not a lot of college basketball on in Canada. They had the Big 12 tournament game on with fans, and we were all wondering, you know, what's next? Is there going to be some edict about the fans? We were talking about all of this, but by the time we got back to the room after we ate, the whole sports world had changed, because that's when the Gobert story came out. So it's amazing how things changed in a matter of hours.
Willie, I think we're going to talk to Tim Corbin on the other side. So we wanted to check in with you. We'll probably check in a little bit later and see if you've heard anything else. And, hey, stay safe.
Yeah,
all right.
Stu Cowan.
I'm here when you need me, guys. Say hello to Coach Corbin for me.
All right, we will.
Stu Cowan, who's a columnist in Montreal, has tweeted out, expect the NHL to announce that it's suspending the season later this afternoon.
Yeah, I've seen that by a couple people. That have put that out there. Willie Donick up in Toronto. We'll come back, head over to West End. Tim Corbin, we'll talk to their baseball coach. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So we got a little perspective of Willie Donick up in Toronto. The league is going to meet here in about an hour and a half. And it just seems like all signs are pointing toward the NHL stopping what they're doing right now. They're going to be halting their regular season at this point. That's the speculation. It would be really difficult to think that they're going to come out and say, yeah, tonight, business as usual. Yeah, no fans. And they'd have to do that, but I just don't see it. MLS has shut down their season or postponed it for the time being. We know about the NBA. Now we head over to West End. Tim Corbin, the fine baseball coach over there for Vanderbilt, is on the line with us. Tim, it's been some crazy times here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, certainly with the tornado and then this too, it is. So we just try to maneuver around it as best we possibly can and try to create harmony here as best we can. And, but you know, it's unprecedented a lot of different ways, you know, since I've been coaching, but we'll work through it.
Yeah, I was just say, you're a baseball coach, but you've probably had meetings you never thought, you know, you were ever going to have in your profession over the last couple of weeks. You had to cancel the games at First Horizon Park because of the tornadoes here, and now playing in front of no one, and who knows where this is going. I mean, there's so many spring sports. Ivy League has just shut down their spring sports. I mean, what has been the discussion piece over Vanderbilt? They're sending all their students home. Everything's going to be online.
TSU just did the same thing.
TSU sending students home?
They're going online, yep.
Yeah, online only. That seems to be the direction of all colleges and universities around the country. So what have you heard on your end, Tim?
Well, from an online standpoint, this is a first for Vanderbilt, too, because we don't have online classes. So everything that we do are teacher-student operated inside of a classroom. So this is a little bit different for us, but the players, student athletes, they're still going to class. Now everyone else at Vanderbilt's going home, but we're operating as close to as normal as we can without going to class. The players are in contact with their professors. They're still handing in assignments, so they're doing what they have to do that way. But what it does is, without that class time, then we can work around that. It's a little bit like May for us when school is over, but not really in the fact that we can do strength and conditioning during the morning, and then they can operate here more. They can stay around here more, which they did. I mean, even last night, there's some positives out of everything, and ours is the ability just to hang with one another. Last night after our game, they were able to stay here, eat, not have to rush to get back, watch the Vanderbilt basketball game. I think we'll do the best we can to make some positives out of it. The parents will still be able to see their kids play. Certain people will be able to see the kids play. So we'll just operate in this environment because it's something that we can't control. So we'll do the best job we can just to have a good time doing it.
Now two Utah Jazz players have tested positive for coronavirus. Hence, we know the NBA. It started with Rudy Gobert, now a teammate of his, Donovan Mitchell. How concerned are your players? I mean, you know, you have the best interest. The university has the best interest in them. As you said, they're your student athletes. You're very close to your team. We know that. You've had this time to be with them. Are they concerned, Tim? What's their feedback to you?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure, you know, in the back of your mind, when you hear things outside of this little bubble here, there might be some concern. But at the same time, you don't want to be cavalier about anything. You just want to continue to be prudent about what you're doing in terms of cleanliness and awareness and those things. But we're confined, so we don't get out. I think there's more of a risk for them if they get out. But at the same time, you know, if something like this happens, if one of our players were to get the virus, then, you know, we just take care of it as best we possibly can. But as I tell them, you can't live scared. You just can't do that. You know, every time you wake up, because there's a chance to die. So, you know, you live life as best you possibly can. You be smart about what you're doing. You help each other out. But at the same time, you have to move on as business as usual. And that's what we're going to try to do.
So that's what you're hearing right now over where you are. It's business as usual, right? No fans, but you guys are anticipating playing games?
That's correct. I mean, I think with the SEC, now I don't know the specifics of it, but what it sounds like to me, at least in what I've read and what I've heard, is that it's going to be media members, credentialed people. I would suspect that scouts too. And then I guess parents, family members, what that means, I'm not sure. What that means as far as tickets, I'm not sure. But I think, you know, this is just going to be the way for a certain amount of time. And, you know, I think everything runs its course. I think in time, it'll start to even itself out. You can see and try to follow this from abroad and see what it's done in China and Italy and so on, and how they've maneuvered around it, how they've navigated through it. I'm sure there's some danger to it. But I, you know, I'm not knowing enough. I just follow as best I possibly can the educated people that are speaking to this and how we have to work with it. And that's what we'll do.
We're talking to Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, here on Darren Donick and Chase. And I've kind of been in the last 12 hours, 24 hours, something like that. I've kind of been of the belief that on all sports, if we just hit pause, that might be the best course of action just for the next couple weeks or so. I'm curious of your thoughts on that. If the SEC were to reverse course and come out later today or something and say, hey, we're gonna pause the SEC tournament or cancel it. The NCAA tournament does the same thing. And then with you guys playing baseball, what your thoughts would be if that ends up being the case?
Yeah. Well, you know, if someone makes that decision, they make that decision and we have to act accordingly. I'm not in a decision-making position, nor should I be. I think the only thing I'm doing is make decisions for this group right here based on people that are making decisions above me, too. But I think there is some common sense to a lot of things, and I think a timeout is often giving you time and space to really make the decisions that benefit groups of people and benefit people long term. And I know there were some very quick decisions made in terms of the Ivy League, for instance, just canceling sport. And they made it for a reason. But same time, there's a ripple effect to that. And if I'm a dad and I've got a kid and he has visions of a professional career, then there's ramifications behind that. You know, he no longer may have the opportunities that he would have if he played the sport right up until the end of May. And that is concerning for that person, that one person that wants to do something beyond the college game. And it It could be any sport, any person. But so, you know, I just think right now that I think the FCC is doing a good job of that. If I had my opinion, just on just taking the time out, just kind of watching it, watching how our country maneuvers, and just giving the kids a chance to continue to play and continue to live life within being a student athlete. You know, if you stopped everything, I mean, what would we do? We would just self-quarantine, go into our house, and that would be boring.
Read a lot of books.
I don't know. Yeah, and I don't read personally, so that's selfish. But, yeah, you know, what are we going to do? You know, yeah, just work out all day, I guess. I'm not sure.
Watch the College World Series last year, maybe do that?
Yeah, reruns, yeah. So maybe do something you probably should have been doing 18 years ago when I started this damn job, so I don't know.
You know what I told a doctor friend of mine last night in a private conversation? I said, get ready in November, December. You're going to be really busy. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, there's going to be a baby boom, man, in this country, all right? Everybody's going to be staying at home.
Yeah, way to throw it in the table. Exactly. Thank you, D.
Yeah, leave it to Darren.
Sorry. Should I have not said that?
All right.
I want to.
Yeah, you should have said it. Everyone's thinking it.
I mean, I want to ask you about Kentucky because, you know, you have a big series this weekend. With the SEC, you know, starting, and that's obviously something you have to focus on. But is the prep different now? Because, I mean, you're going to play the games as of now, but, you know, trying to keep the distraction of everything going on, you know, away from your guys and just focus on them. Is that kind of part of it now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it'll be fine. I think we're doing what we do, just to educate the kids on what's happening around them, then leave it at that. And try to just kind of squelch things that are happening around the periphery and the outside and maybe the concerns. As I said, you don't want to be cavalier about any of this because, you know, these things can blow up if you just don't take them seriously. So at the same time, you have to walk on kind of coals here and just methodically be smart about how we're going about business. But at the same time, I think these kids they're primed to want to play. They're primed to want to get into SEC action, as is Kentucky is. So we're looking forward to the weekend.
So it's right now, today, as we sit here on Thursday, you're expecting to start a series up with Kentucky tomorrow over at the Hawk. Let's finish up with this, Tim. You beat Toledo last night. How do you feel about where your team is? Let's see, what are you, close to 20 games into your season? How do you feel about the team right now?
Well, I think we know what we need to continue to grow on. You know, offensively, that we're just a kind of work in progress. That's who we are. But at the same time, there's inexperience that is playing, and that's good for them. And as they continue to play, they're going to get better. And that's really what we focus on, is just trying to get better throughout the season, and certainly when you have the time to do it, which is right now. And I like our team. I do. I like our team as a group of people. They're very respectful of the training environment. They're very respectful of one another. There's some good harmony. But you know what? The season has a way of sometimes distorting those things. And that's what we want to try to prevent. It's just trying to stay as even as we possibly can while we're trying to improve. The pitching's been pretty good. It's given us a chance to win. We've had five losses. All five losses are by one run. So, four have been one run. One has been by two. So we've played good, clean baseball for the most part. And I think if we continue to do that, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Well, we wanted to check in with you because we just wanted to let you know that we're thinking about you and your kids and your program.
Thank you.
And you're smarter than us, too, and that, and, you know,
well, we already
helps.
Knew that, so we didn't need to check in to find that out. But good luck this weekend, and thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Likewise, guys. Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
All right, that is Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt's baseball coach, and they are indeed supposed to kick off SEC play tomorrow night at Hawkins Field, 6:30 first pitch, as they have a series versus Kentucky. And right now, just as Tim said, just credentialed media.
Yep. Andy Strickland, who is the rinkside reporter for the St. Louis Blues, has put out a – it's a speculation tweet, but I think it's an interesting one. NHL games to be pushed back 14 days, that could be what ends up happening. That's what I mean of taking a pause and just pausing the season. And if you do that for a couple weeks to try and get things under control and learn more, I think you can pull that off. Now, it compacts everything, but I could see that being the – they may not actually say that, but that could be the mindset.
Honestly, I thought the end of the month. I kind of feel like that's been kind of the marker. You pick back up in April.
Pierre LeBrun, hearing that on-ice officials who are on the road now to work NHL games have been told to book flights back home.
Yep, there you go. That is, folks, the writing on the wall. It's what we suspected. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Appreciate Tim Corbin for joining us. We're going to check in with Butch Spiridon in the second hour. He's going to tell us a little bit about how this is affecting our city. Tell you what, it's affected Vegas big time. We told you yesterday, NAB, not happening.
Yep.
It's a huge broadcasters convention. The week prior to the NFL draft, which ironically also was going to be in Vegas, that's been shut down. So Vegas is having conventions pulling out, shutting down constantly. You know they are losing a ton of money in Las Vegas, and Nashville's just big with that convention center and our hotels. I mean, you go downtown. Last weekend, if you were downtown, just in the middle of the day on Saturday, it's packed, absolutely packed. Predators are on the road. They're not even home. Packed everywhere you go. It's incredible. I mean, we're not too far removed. You could go down there on a Saturday afternoon. You could walk around freely and no big deal.
Yeah, not
anymore. So we're going to check in with him and find out what's going on. You read the Pierre LeBrun tweet again. That is, to me, that is telling us our story.
Well, let me pull it up here. But he's saying that he is being told that officials, on-ice officials that are on the road to officiate games are being told to book their flights home. That is what Pierre LeBrun is saying. We got a text into the text line at 737-1025, and I think this is interesting from CJ. If they suspend the season for a couple weeks, can the team still practice, or would it be a complete stoppage, like a red flag in NASCAR where the pit crews cannot make any adjustments to the cars? Since the break will help teams with injured players, I think allowing teams to still practice would be beneficial. Your thoughts? The NBA, I believe, is allowing teams to practice.
Really?
That's what I saw last night. Now, unless that's changed today.
I would think that's going to change.
Because Rick Carlisle was
doing... You think the Jazz are going to practice?
No.
No.
But Rick Carlisle was doing a press conference and said, you know, we can practice. Tomorrow's a day off. But
you think the Raptors are going to practice after just playing the Jazz?
Probably not.
Heck no.
Again, this is all very fluid.
I suspect that no. Unless everybody can get tested.
Yeah.
And then you clear, you're okay, then I think teams could get together. But right now, you know, one.
Sure.
This is how, by the way, this goes on in professional sports locker rooms every winter, right? They all get sick. I mean, the Predators have gone through it, the flu. They all get sick and they miss a couple of games. And when one gets it, you know, it's just like being on a plane. I mean, they travel together. They're together. So that, to me, sounds a little unrealistic to shut things down, but yet you're still hanging out together, right? Don't you think?
Yeah. And that's why I've been of the belief that if you hit the pause button, I mean, you really pause everything. And you take a couple weeks to learn more, and then you reevaluate. You don't have to put a time limit. You don't have to come out and say, hey, we're going to suspend for 2 weeks and then come back. Just say we're going to suspend. But the idea is you take a couple of weeks off, no practice, no anything, and you can make that work. Will you have to make adjustments? Of course you will. I mean, I know they're building schedules, but here's the thing. A lot of those events that you have scheduled in your building, they're all being postponed too. If Zach Brown that's postponed his tour, Pearl Jam, they are postponing their tour. I have a feeling other musical acts are going to be following.
Coming. Sure.
So if everyone hits pause, collegiate, pro, just everybody gets together and goes, hey, we're taking a timeout, you can make this work. And from a financial standpoint, I think that that doesn't cure it, but it helps it. Because if you open the building for no fans, you still have to operate the building, right? You're not making mm-hmm. you're not making money on concessions, and you have workers that rely on that as a job, that they're out of work, they're not making money, but you still have to also pay to open the building and operate it and stuff. So if you go with a complete pause, I think you alleviate some of that. Now, I've seen a lot of tweets about, you know, do you still pay people? I kind of think you do, because this, you know, you have a lot of these in arena workers that this is their livelihood. So it's hard to figure out, because none of us have ever been in this situation before. I think that's what the leagues are. They're sitting in a room going, what the heck do we do? Like, we've never been faced with anything like this, but that's why I'm like, just take a time out, and then that gives you time to think about it and figure it all out.
It has been amazing to see the layers of this happen. And we were talking about this with Willie just when we took to the airwaves on Monday. Remember, the first piece of news was the Ivy League, right? And that was kind of the first of that little snowball that started going down the mountain. And who knew that that little snowball would turn into what it is today? But that was the first piece, right? The Ivy League is saying, yeah, we're good. We're not going to play our tournament, men's and women's. So regular season champs, congrats. Yale, Princeton, you're going to the NCAA tournament. That's it. And to where we are right now. MLS, by the way, right as we took to the airwaves, has suspended their season. So the MLS has suspended their season. We suspect the NHL is going to announce in about 2 hours that they are suspending their season for the time being. And what's interesting is what is supposed to happen over the weekend and what is supposed to start on Monday.
Well, that is all coming down as we speak. Yeah. The Big Ten tournament has been canceled. The AAC tournament has been canceled.
Yeah, I don't see the SEC championship game here on Sunday. I just don't see it.
No, but now you're at the point. You got to make a move now. Like, in the next few minutes, there needs to be an announcement.
Well, there's expected to tip in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yep. The MLS has sent out an official
Alabama,
press
Tennessee
release.
Alabama, Tennessee are set to tip in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But I said at the very beginning of the show, I would be surprised if the SEC tournament finishes up here. I think it's going to get shut down. Because here's the deal. How do you have, and I don't think the NCAA tournament's going to happen.
No.
How do you have all these other leagues?
And at this point, it shouldn't.
Shut down. Right. Like, and yet you're going to send student athletes out there. Charles Barkley, you're going to hear from him on the other side. He joined Get Up, and you're going to hear his comments. And it's hard to disagree. And I realize Charles says a lot of things, and a lot of outlandish things, and everybody just laughs and says, it's Chuck. But he's right about this one. We'll play it on the other side to wrap up the first hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Well, if you didn't believe us before, you're going to believe it now.
Yep.
And that's really how this week has been doing our show. I mean, basically today's show was Twitter last night. I mean, things are happening every 3 to 5 minutes. And we went to the break and we came out, and just like that, poof, the SEC tournament.
Done.
Done.
The SEC has tweeted, based on the latest developments and the continued spread of the coronavirus, COVID-19, the Southeastern Conference today announced the cancellation of the remainder of the 2020 men's basketball tournament in Nashville. So there you go.
Big Ten. Look, they're all canceling. There's not going to be any conference tournaments tomorrow.
Darren Drager of TSN. Sources say some NHL road teams are planning on heading to the airport and await word on whether to stay or go.
Yeah, they're going to be leaving. Fire up the jets. And I just think at this point, who we just talked to, Tim Corbin, I don't think there's going to be NCAA-sanctioned events, period. I think all sports. And I said this last night to some people. I said, sports is about to go away for a while. I did. I said that last night.
It's going to.
This was before. This was when the Warriors, remember, we talked about this. It was kind of like going that way. I was having conversations with people. I said, sports is about to go away. And what's crazy and a shame is, yes, you got to take this serious, and we all know what's going on, and it's all about the health, and we understand that we want everybody to be safe. But we've also said what stinks about all this is, yeah, coronavirus. I can't say that word, but, you know, you need to go away. You need to go bye-bye. But this is like the best sports month of the year, right? We've said this for years. Like, this is the best sports month of the year. The NHL and the NBA are winding down their seasons. Now that we've got MLS in this market, they're kicking off NCAA tournament, conference tournaments, NFL free agency. Oh, this is like the best sports
and that
month.
Could even be.
Well, that's where I was going with this. Yeah. So,
real quick, Frank Cervelli putting out, hearing as part of the NHL's due diligence process, teams have been asked to provide arena building availability through the end of July.
Yeah. So I think it's all going to go away for the month of March. I don't know what we're going to. Are we going to have a show on Monday? I have no idea. I don't know what there's going to be to talk about, because I have a feeling that we're all going to go home tonight and probably watch this coverage, and then by the weekend we're going to be watching movies because there is no sports.
You know,
there's
industry,
no sports to watch.
I said this to Ryan this morning, and this doesn't apply to you, but, you know, Elijah, our age, the video game industry is about to get a big boost. Because think about it. The new baseball game comes out Tuesday. You have NBA 2K. You have EA Sports, Madden, NHL. I mean, that's how some people are going to get their fix. They're going to be playing video games. And as somebody that used to play video games a lot, I don't as much anymore because I don't have time, and I just don't as much. That'll probably be happening this weekend.
Maybe we can, Elijah, just get the best of for this show ready for next week. We'll just play best of. So we've had a lot of great shows.
So let's
just
do
best of.
I'm being told this too.
What are you being told, Chase?
Shocks me.
What?
The TSSAA, their basketball tournaments are this weekend. They're still playing.
Yeah,
right now.
That's not happening. That's not happening. I got news for them. It's not happening. I told you, there's not going to be sports. Everything is going to shut down. You can't cherry pick who's going to play. If everybody
Big 12
shut down,
canceled.
Yeah, they're all going to be canceled.
I know, but I'm saying they're all going to be canceled. We have to.
You're making it official.
This is part of the game.
I'm giving you the unofficial. Okay. It's all going to be canceled. You come in with the official. There's not going to be sports. So get your movies ready. And for you younger folks, you whippersnappers, get your video games ready.
Adam Schefter, multiple NFL teams are discussing shutting down their training facilities due to the coronavirus, league sources tell ESPN.
We told you yesterday that there were pro days going on, right? And teams were pulling their scouts, their personnel. So I don't think the whole NFL thing is going to happen. I don't think this weekend they're going to vote. They're going to get together and vote. I don't think Monday they're going to start free agency or the legal tampering period. And I don't think it's going to be business as usual for the NFL next week. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not sure what we're supposed to talk about come Monday because there's not going to be any sports.
Statement from Redskins owner Dan Snyder. Due to health and travel concerns surrounding COVID-19, Redskins have informed all coaches and scouts to suspend all travel until further notice.
And I hate to say this, but
free agency will be affected.
We just talked to Tim Corbin. They're not playing their games against Kentucky.
No.
They're not playing this weekend. They're not.
I think at this point they can't.
You can't shut down every basketball tournament in the NCAA, all the conference tournaments, and come out and say the NCAA tournament is bagged and play your baseball game. I mean, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
The ACC has not made it official, but several reporters are saying that nobody is on the court for the ACC right
Chase,
now.
Chase, it's going to be canceled.
Yeah.
That's my unofficial. You come in with the official when they officially say it's going to be canceled.
The way you say it, though, is like, dude, like, come on, it's going to be. I know
it
that.
Is. It is.
It's just like the people tweeting at me saying that Tom Brady's not going to reply to my tweet. He's not going to reply.
By the way, I did tweet him. Okay,
what
did you tweet? What did you tweet to Terrific Tom this morning?
I said, hey, Tom, dude, are you okay? It's crazy out there right now. I just wanted to make sure you were good. We're hanging tough in Nashville, so whenever you plan on visiting, let me know. In all caps, I said, wash your hands. Later, man.
See, now that's He's being kind of a jerk, not reaching out to you and telling you thanks.
I know, I'm checking
on him.
Because
you're being nice. You're trying to check in with him, give him a good tip, and find out how he's doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to check.
It's kind of a jerk move, to be real honest.
All right, Schefter says, if NFL teams, in fact, shut down their training facilities, as many are now discussing, then it would be challenging at best to start the new league year next week when buildings are closed and more pressing issues face their communities and this country. I agree with that. When I say pause, it even affects the NFL.
Yeah.
So
once again, you can't cherry pick. Yep. If everything is going to be shut down, everybody's going to halt, including us. Hint,
yep.
Hint.
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 Hint. Hint.
Hint.
Do we have anything else official?
No.
What a segment this was.
No, not yet.
What did you guys discuss in the last segment of the first hour? Sports went away. All sports is shut down.
Once we get all that official, can we just cancel Twitter for 2 weeks?
What is Twitter going to do? Sports.
Take a break.
What is it going to do? Is there a sleep mode for Twitter?
There needs to be. Robbie Stanley. Brady, stay away from Rudy Gobert. Thank you, Robbie.
All right, we'll come back. Butch Spearden on the other side to kick off the second hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe. Rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.